بيتنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا.
I am a computer. I am an electronic device that manipulates information or data. I have the ability to store, retrieve and process data. You can use me to type documents, send email and surf the net. You can also use me to handle spreadsheets, accounting, database management, presentations, games and lots more. Whether you realize it or not, computers, that is me, play a very important role in your life. When you withdraw cash from an ATM, scan groceries at the store, or use a calculator, you're already using a type of computer. I can be very confusing for beginners, but actually, I'm not a mystery if you really understand me. I have two parts. Two basic parts, hardware and software. Hardware is my physical structure. One is the monitor, the other the keyboard. Monitor is the TV's kind of screen which you are used to. Software is any set of instructions that tells the hardware what to do. It guides the hardware and tells it how to achieve each task. I come in many types of computers, but personal computers, there are two, desktop and laptop. Many people use me as a desktop. I call a desktop computer when I am put on a desk, whether at home, at work, at school or a library. I can be small, medium or large in style. The term desktop actually refers to my outside or the casing, which is called the tower. Once you add a monitor, mouse, keyboard, you have what is typically known as a desktop computer. When I come in a desktop form, I'm easy to upgrade and expand or add new parts. The other kind of computer that I come in is what is called a laptop computer. Laptops are battery or AC powered personal computers that can easily be carried and used in a variety of locations. A quick glance at the size of a laptop and you might guess that it would be difficult to expand or upgrade. While the desktop computer case is relatively easy to open and access internal parts or components, the small laptop case makes this more difficult in comparison. However, the primary benefit of a laptop computer is its small size and easy portability, that is, being able to carry it around. Let me tell you about my history, my fathers and grandfathers. The two popular types of personal computers are IBM compatible and Macintosh computer. My great-grandfather, the first personal computer, was produced by IBM in 81 and called IBM PC. Then, in 84, Apple computer introduced the Macintosh or Mac, and it became the first widely sold personal computer with a graphical user interface. Although both IBM and Apple computers are personal computers, the term PC came to refer to IBM or IBM compatible personal computers. Apple now produces a Macintosh computer called iMac, which is a desktop computer that features an all-in-one design. This means all the internal components are located behind the monitor, rather than in a tower case, which is customary in desktop computers. So now you have come to know a lot more about me and my history. I'm not confusing anymore. I will even tell you more about me. But not now, in the next CD. So wait till the next CD comes.